Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, everybody. Glad to be here.
Michael Kelly is with us as well.
Hello, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. I like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief to kind of get us started off on the right track. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings, consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the expanded version of these 9 principles at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we welcome those who are joining us live for this program tonight. We also welcome those who are listening to the archive. Good to have everybody. And tonight, to get us started off, we're going to do a 5-card pull from our inner oracle card deck to see where the universe is going to direct us tonight and what topics we're going to include. And if you have a topic out there in the chat room you'd like to hear discussed, then please feel free to pop it in the chat room and we'll address it.
Or if you have any questions that have been of interest to you lately, please put it in the chat and we'll be happy to talk about it. So to get us started tonight, I have number 21, insight, wisdom. That's always a good way to start with insight and wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge. Using experience and understanding, insight is discernment and seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions. That's a good way to start tonight's talk. Michael, what have you got for us next?
The card I pulled is number 4, past, present, and future. The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are, 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with a renewed vigor.
Well, we went from insight and wisdom to taking inventory of past, present, future, I think, and being reminded now of number 10, the indomitable power of the human spirit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing's out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your power, powerful spirit, to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way. Michael.
Next one I have is wild card number 5, don't hate.
Ooh.
Powerful card. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right, to self and others.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting grouping. What's the fifth one?
Yeah. Well, the fifth one is perfection. The first card in the whole deck. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. So, in order, we have insight and wisdom, the indomitable power of the human spirit, past, present, future, the indomitable power of the human spirit, don't hate, and perfection. Dr. Kelly, what's your take on that?
Oh, sure, give it to me. Actually, you know, everything is interconnected, right? So we have insight and wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge, and obviously you can't be wise without having knowledge. And knowledge comes from our past, our present, and it's going to come from our future as well. And so as we live and grow and go through each day, we should be learning something. We should be growing in our knowledge and in our wisdom. So we want to basically, to be wise, we apply that knowledge in a good way, in an effective way. And so then we realize through our growth, through our wisdom, that we are capable of doing anything we want. We have an indomitable power in our spirit, and that's just the way of human nature. It's who we are, and that's a good thing. And as we grow, we understand that one of the very fundamental aspects of evolution, of insight, of enlightenment, is not hating. And of course, you know, hate comes fear. We don't have to fear people. You know what I mean? We don't have to fear groups. We don't have to fear that sort of thing. That's just, it's conditioned into us often. So we don't want to hate. And we realize that not only are we perfect, everybody's perfect. And so that helps us then to not hate, because everybody's the product of star material. We're just watching a documentary today, you know, and I don't think they ever mentioned this, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe that our sun is a second generation star. So there was a first generation stars that actually came into being, and then, you know, they didn't last that long because they were super giants and they only lasted a few million years. But then when supernova, you know, created all the heavier metals and elements, which then were incorporated into our solar system and our own star, the sun. Anyway, that's where we came from. So we're all part of that. We wouldn't exist without star material. And I know for a fact, and you know, you'll know this too once I mention it, but I know for a fact that when the sun was forming and the solar system was forming and all the elements were coming together to create life, I know that there was no bias against certain races or ethnicities of people. So the universe doesn't care whether your skin is white or black or yellow or red or whatever. The universe doesn't care whether you're short, tall, fat, skinny, whatever. Doesn't care what color your eyes are, color your hair is. One thing is true. We're all from star material. We're all the same. We're all equal. We all are entitled to the good things in life, the same as anyone else, no more, no less. And so we understand that we are all perfect, and therefore we don't hate. And that is the wisdom that we gain from the past, the present, and the future.
Nicely said.
Thank you.
See, you took a shot at it and tied that story together beautifully. I like that. You know, the only thing I might add in that is sometimes in our journey we think we know something, and we do. Well, we know a few things, and we feel pretty good about that. We've taken inventory of our life, past, present, future, and, you know, we understand that we have a pretty powerful spirit in us, and, whoops, get a little righteous, and you can, you know, fall off your little mountain because we got a little bit judgmental. And, you know, we're started to think, you know, well, I know something somebody else doesn't, and the insights, and so this is just a reminder not to pass judgment, or, you know, of course we use the word hate in that, in its context, but it's even having too many harsh opinions of others. And everyone is perfect in their own process. And I think that is the single biggest thing that I am reminded of constantly, is everyone is going through their own process at their own rate. So nobody else can think they're better, wiser, smarter, you know, knowing more. It's everybody's doing it at their own rate. You know, it's so to have compassion for that and some sensitivity. Rather than, you know, we can all have opinions. We all kind of roll our eyes from time to time. But, you know, people are figuring out life and have been living it the best they can.
Yeah, very well put. All right, so let's, in a few minutes, we'll draw cards for those in the chat room who'd like a card pulled. So if you'd like a card pulled, put your name in the chat room. But before we get to that, let's pull two more cards. The first card, Dr. Hunter, if you pull it. And these cards are for the group who is listening tonight, or listening to this episode, to this particular episode of this program.
Okay. I love, you're going to love this. Truly, I picked two cards. I went ahead, Michael. I hope you don't mind. It was an instinct thing. And the first card I pulled is education. How appropriate is that?
Yes.
And the second one is preference principle. So, oh my. How would they say it? It's OMG. I just think it's for the group, what we're here for. What is our purpose to come together on Wednesday nights? You know, well, it's education.
Yeah.
Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. And if you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself and then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Well, and while you're doing that, the biggest discernment, and really, I got to say this, Dr. Kelly, it was very eloquently written in your material, and how you distinguish the difference between preference and principle. And it really does help us very often to mind our own business, I might say. But number 33, preference principle, a mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy. Now, how I see that is in context of learning, in context of education. Let's say it's just simply metaphysics. Everybody has their own take in that, and everybody has their own opinion. And just remember that it is opinion, and we're sharing opinions. We're sharing thoughts and ideas, and we're learning. And that's the point of education. If it's a matter of principle, and I think very often people get it kind of confused between what is a principle versus what is an opinion and a preference. What do you think, Dr. Kelly? How would you describe When we're talking specifically about metaphysics and being challenged in our ideas, how do you explain that that may not have anything to do with principle?
Well, this definition that I have of, you know, preference versus principle, I developed it maybe 30 years ago, and we were I was involved in church renovations. You know, we're going to repaint, redecorate, that sort of thing. And everybody had an opinion on what color it should be, and this and that. And of course, there wasn't any real fighting or anything like that going on, but it just dawned on me. Some people were very committed in their opinions of what how it should be, although there was no real fighting. But it just occurred to me, you know what? It doesn't really matter. They're all good. They're all nice. And they're just, it's preference. And so, you know what? If you have a preference, if you like it green and I like it blue, and you're really strong, you have a strong opinion on it, fine. I'm going to yield. It doesn't matter. Now, and so that kind of became the thing. So if it's a matter of preference, I'll yield. I'm not going to fight. It's not worth fighting. Pick your battles, right? If it's a matter of principle, which then lends itself to policy or law, you know, we have to stand firm on those things. Now, does that mean that when it comes to principle, or excuse me, when it comes to preference, if we're always yielding, should that be the case, that we always just yield? And the answer to that is no, because if we're always the one yielding, it's no longer a matter of preference, is it? It's now a matter of principle. Nobody should have to always yield. It should be give and take. And so that's where the principle, policy, or law, you have to stand firm. Did I answer your question on that?
I think so. That was pretty good.
And then I want to go wrap back around to the education thing about that point. And I've mentioned this before on this program and in the curriculum in our schools, is that, you know, when it comes to education, take that very seriously and learn how to do things. Learn how to be self-dependent, how to be self-proficient. Learn how to do things. If you need things done around the house, or maybe little repairs, you know, it could be something as simple as repairing a toilet or replacing the innards in a toilet tank, you know, or something like that. It could be anything like that that maybe we've never done it before. Well, how hard can it be? You know, go to the worldwide encyclopedia, otherwise known as YouTube, and look it up. You know, learn how to do it. I've learned how to do a lot of things is YouTube. So look at the educational videos that so many people have put out, but do look into it and try to do it yourself. Try to find your own answers before you ask, because it's part of your own growth. It's part of your own education and evolution. So that combined with preference and principle, you know, it's things to make you think. That's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm. Well, in getting started, if I may, Fran, you pulled a card for the room, and I'd like to read that later, if we can. Wendy has joined us tonight, saying in the chat room, "My friend Stephen is listening in tonight. He recently lost both his grandparents within a few months of each other, and I'd appreciate a card drawn for him in place of mine, please." Well, it doesn't have to be in place of yours, Wendy, so we'll draw for you next. Michael, if you could get ready for that. First, Stephen, our hearts go out to you. Sorry for your loss. I picked two cards. And honestly, it's a phenomenon we find on this program when we select these cards from our inner oracle self-discovery cards, how appropriate they seem to be. Mm-hmm. So the first card I selected for you is number 32, Sympathy and Empathy.
Mm. Wow.
So mercy is compassion in action, and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there's no reason, no longer a reason to do so. So it's just distinguishing the difference between sympathy and empathy. Now, the supporting card to that, Stephen, is communication, number 41. And take from this what you will and however it resonates with you. It doesn't mean to take these messages literally. It can be metaphoric or in some other expression that you can connect with. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication, of course, kills a relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. However, assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication along with trust is one of the two most important relationship traits. So, however that connects with you at this time, and thanks for joining our program tonight, Stephen. So again, you know, our hearts are with you. So I know everyone in the group is sending you a lot of good energy. We all, in some manner or regard, experience loss and know what that is. So you have our deepest compassion. So Michael, if you would draw for Wendy, that would be great.
Absolutely. And Wendy, I have drawn two cards for you. The first, number 7, self-mastery. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery towards the path of self-completeness. And to pair with that card, I pulled number 45, inspiration and motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life that you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
I like it. Good messages. Dr. Edward, you're up next, and I think we just broke your chain of events, the repeat that you've had for so many weeks. We have number 22, think for yourself. Now, again, whatever these cards are saying, you don't have to take them literal. Like, think for yourself, Dr. Edward. We know you think for yourself. These are little reminders to get us thinking in a different, from a different perspective. He says, oh, goody in the chat. That's great. Just a different kind of view, and it could be of something else, not yourself, but something you're experiencing in life. So here's your two cards that I pulled. One, think for yourself, and then the supporting card I'll get to. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs, simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth. So the supporting message to that is in the wildcard suit, number 2, and then some. When you've reached your limits and believe you've done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what's required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By so doing, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. So I think this is in just some way My sense here, it could be in someone you're dealing with, something that you're observing in other people, and maybe for yourself, you know, you continue to be who you are and giving a little more. I don't know. That's my intuition about that. So, Fran is next, I believe. Michael?
And for Fran, first I pulled number 43, expediency. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency, others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it. Always particularly love that phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, now if you could always figure out what to do and when to do it, then you'd be in luck.
And to pair with that card, I pulled number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions. Now,
good.
I think that's interesting. That's a good connection in those messages. Yeah.
I think they really pair well together because I've always held fast to the notion that the truth is not always simple and it's not always convenient. And there are times where we need to slow down, keep an open mind, and realize that the truth might be more complex than it at first seems.
Often it is. Sometimes it's just simple, though.
Oh.
Simple truth.
And usually,
the simple truth of it is that... Just kidding.
Yeah, usually simpler than we realize. So... What Fran had selected for the room tonight was number 14, Energy Shift, A New Chapter. And I'll read that. And so again, this is for all of us. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new chapters that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision. During this time of shifting energy, reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction, out with the old and in with the new. I love that. That's awesome.
It is. And that's something that we strive to do, you know, the energy shift and new chapter. Because, you know, every day can be that way, a new chapter in to one degree or another. So... A lot of good things. I think that's it for the cards, right?
Yeah, it seems to be.
A lot of great thoughts and that we've discussed tonight. And really, again, the whole idea behind this program is to get you thinking, you know, provoke you to thought and stir you to action, so to speak, to get you thinking, to get us all thinking, because we also benefit from these reminders, too. And so, anyway, we appreciate everybody's input and comments and so forth. For tonight's program, and we thank everybody for joining us. We appreciate that. If you know somebody else who might benefit from this program, please share it with them. We'd love to have them as part of it too. All right, so thanks to everyone for tuning in. Thanks to Dr. Hunter and to Michael as well, and we'll look forward to a program next week where we'll talk about some other good stuff. Till then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.